When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we need to help out Ashley. I need your advice on how to deal when you get out of the honeymoon phase of the relationship.
Mm.
I've been with my boyfriend for over a year, and I just now feel like the honeymoon phase has kind of ended.
Okay.
Things are very comfortable. Butterflies have gone down. We've been bickering more lately.
Sure.
We're planning on getting engaged in like a year, and I want to be better at letting go of the honeymoon phase, and I want to stop picking so many fights. I've just been so sensitive.
Mm.
How do you deal with having a long-term relationship and keeping things exciting?
is it too easy an answer to say it's easy when it's meant to be?
Well, I think there you don't have to put a ton of work into it when it's new and exciting. Yeah. I mean, that's
right.
Naturally when you're still trying to really get to know someone, you have the excitement of realizing maybe this person is your person that you're going to spend forever with. And then once you get to the point where, okay, that decision's been made, we know there's going to be a future, you have to remember, you have to put more effort into reviving that spark once it starts to fizzle.
Yeah, every little thing that they do is so cute and exciting, and there's tickle fights, and you guys just make out in weird spots, and it's just awesome. And then, you know,
yeah,
when
then you start getting annoying,
then it's just like, not right here. We've done that here before. and then it's like, I got a headache. And you know what? That little cute thing that he used to do is now just annoying.
Yeah, he leaves his clothes on the floor all the time. I can't stand that.
Yeah.
You start to really see the things that start to irk you. And then you have to rediscover the reasons that you fell in love in the first place. And, you know, you have to keep dating.
All right. So how do you do that? I think that's what she's trying to ask. And if you've got any suggestions, you can feel free to call or text us or at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. Some suggestions up there of just like, how do you keep that spark alive? Dee Dee says, girl, nothing is always exciting, especially relationships.
Right.
You take the hard, bad days with the good. Learn to be there for each other. Life isn't love and roses. It's hurt and emotions and rough times, too. Get over that fact. Wow. Hard lessons there.
That is a little tough love.
No.
I think it really just comes down to, you know, set aside times where you just go on a date, you reconnect, and you, you know, set up the romance.
I'll tell you one of the things that my wife and I decided to try and do this year, almost like a resolution, I guess, coming up here in just a second. And maybe it would work for you. Maybe it won't. But yeah, would love to hear your suggestions for Ashley. That is what group therapy is all about. Really, group therapy, we're just helping out Ashley. Been with her boyfriend for about a year. Feels like the honeymoon phase has ended. Well, obviously. They're planning on getting engaged in about a year. She wants to know how to deal with having a long-term relationship, keeping things exciting, all that stuff.
I mean, there's a little bit of a bless her heart situation going on in the comments. But Mike's got a really good advice. The easiest thing to remember is that it's not a 50-50 proposition. It's 100-100. Mm-hmm. Some days it's 75-125 or 125-75 and so on. Don't just be in love. Be best friends. On days that you're your lowest and frustrations run high, being best friends saves the day.
Now, Beth has a darker outlook on that. If it's only been a year and the spark is already gone, then maybe you just need to move on.
Oh, wow.
Don't settle that this is okay. And, you know, okay not to still feel passionate about one another. Find someone where the spark never goes out with. So that's Beth's thought. Now, this is something, you know, my wife and I have been together a long time. We were dating and engaged before we got married 5.5 years. And then, yeah, we've been married for a long time. So just this year, we were like, you know what? We need to set a day or a weekend or something like that where we can go out on a date every once a month. It's just going to be us. And, you know, like last month for January, we just did kind of a staycation downtown. We got a hotel room downtown. We stayed. We just, you know, enjoyed, you know, eating in a restaurant that's down here, you know, and just kind of like did
date nights.
Yeah. Did a date night for sure. And, you know, that was one of the things. The other one was to, you know, try to get busy a little bit more often.
Okay,
but, you know,
all right. Okay.
It's things that everybody goes through. So,
okay, so you need that time to reconnect.
Right, exactly.
And sometimes it just takes a little bit more effort in finding those pockets of time. If you guys are settling into a routine and life together and it starts to get a little mundane, make sure that you make the time to schedule in time where you guys rediscover, you know, the romance between you two.
All right. Well, I think we can go round and round about this, but we're all kind of saying the same thing. So
It just takes a little bit more effort. Just put some more effort into it.
Yeah, that's it, Ashley. That's all you got to do. All right. Good luck.